The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was very early on the first day of the week, and still dark, when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb, and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they have put him." Mary stayed outside near the tomb, weeping. Then, still weeping, she stooped to look inside and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not recognize him. Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and remove him." Jesus said, "Mary." She knew him then and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go and find the brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary of Magdala went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. We have here, in the life of Mary of Magdala, someone who was touched by the Lord. In her encounter with the Lord, she had received forgiveness. She had received love. And this freed her from her demons, those things that had enchained her, that where there was unfreedom in her life. But it was, again, her encounter with Christ that changed all that. Jesus loved Mary as he loved all his disciples, as he loves all of us. And if, like Mary, we allow ourselves to be transformed by that love of Christ for each and every one of us, if we allow ourselves to be transformed, then indeed we will be free. We will receive that peace that only he can give us. We will receive that fulfillment in that relationship we have with the Lord that our hearts so earnestly desire. And what we really seek, which is why really we're here. If we didn't want to see Christ, if we didn't want Christ in our lives, to be a part of our lives,